an announcement about one of our citizens, Mr. Dick Williams. On Friday of this past week, Dick was en route to Fort Worth, Dallas, to see the TCU ball game, and he experienced a shortage of breath when he got off the plane in Fort Worth, Dallas, and his daughter picked him up there. She's a student at the TCU, and he was taken to the Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth, where they diagnosed him as having congenital heart failure at that time. He's been in the hospital at the Harris Methodist Hospital since Friday of last week. He underwent tests today, and the good news is that he doesn't have any blockage. So they expect to release him back to Dunwoody tomorrow, as early as tomorrow evening, maybe on Wednesday. But he will be under medication, and Kathy Cobb, his editor, asked that no one call him, because he's getting lots of calls on this thing, but to send him emails if you want to communicate with him to his email address. You might get your pen ready to take this down, but it's at dickwilliams@mindspring.com. That's where he'd like to receive emails for this. Dick is more than an editor of the news, or the owner of the newspaper here. He's a citizen of Dunwoody. He puts the city of Dunwoody, I think, ahead of his newspaper. And I think he's a guy that has done an awful lot for our community to evaluate, to expand on the values that we have in Dunwoody. And we need to keep him in our prayers and thoughts, because he's got still has some roads to hoe here getting over this thing. But keep him in your prayers and thoughts, if you would.
Thank you very much for that, Danny. Does anybody else have any other announcements during this special call meeting? Seeing that there's none. Yes, Rebecca?
Almost a year ago today, I had suggested to the at a city council meeting that we needed to go through a branding of Dunwoody process, and several city council members had disagreed with me and said that Dunwoody had already been branded with the farmhouse. And just last week, our city manager had arranged and held a branding seminar that several of us attended. And the purpose of the meeting was to discuss the creation of a collaborative brand between the City of Dunwoody, the CVB, which is the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce, and the PCID. This was to get the ball rolling to start branding Dunwoody. I'm very happy to say that the council is now more in agreement. The city is moving forward to brand Dunwoody with something other than the farmhouse. The farmhouse is very majestic, and it's the perfect thing to use for the seal, the city seal, and we are going to continue to use it for a city seal. But I'm very excited that we're now starting the branding of Dunwoody, so that, you know, because Dunwoody is very vibrant and it's an attractive city, and I'm excited to start the branding process. And I'm excited that the council is more in agreement that we're going to be branding the city of Dunwoody.
Good. Thank you for that, Dr. Bond. Does anybody have anything else? All right, seeing that we don't have anything, Danny, would you do the honor and lead us in the invocation, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflects our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And John, would you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, my pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we're at public comment.